Before we get started, I just want, Pastor John and I just want to take a moment. We want to honor Miss Rachel. She is the best children's minister. And, you know, her and her team do so much to set up the hearts of our children to receive. You know, it's not just getting away and unplugging and having lots of fun and playing games and going to services, but it's the heart, the what the kids receive while at camp in their heart that is life-changing. So thank you to Miss Rachel and her team. She does a fantastic job. So we're also going to take a moment. Ashley and Peter, you come on up here. They actually brought... They're the ones that was able to bring our children to camp. And so I'm going to give the mic to Ashley, and I'll give one to Pete as well, and then they'll tell us what the children are going to be sharing.
Well, first of all, I just want to say thank you to each and every one of you that gave and made it possible for all of these kids to go. And I'm going to start crying. Because their lives were changed, and not one of our FWC children left camp without being filled with the Holy Spirit. So that's really a remarkable thing.
So I'm going to, after they give their testimonies, I'm going to kind of wrap it up. But I want to just thank every single one of your church members, our volunteers. We couldn't do it without you guys. Yeah. It was really life-changing.
Yes.
So.
Awesome.
I'll wrap it up after they're done.
Yeah, we're a little bit emotional. All right, so Miss Rachel, if you want to send up one of our fine ladies. Lena had an amazing experience at camp. You come to Pastor Kathy?
She's so pretty.
What are you going to say? Yeah, what are you going to tell us about camp? She's not shy now.
So, when we were driving there, we just heard a big and the tire blew up. What? Oh, two of them. And so, it sounded like we got into a car crash or something. And it was really scary. I was actually the only one crying on the bus. So we were saved, and everybody was okay, and we all got to Camp Sparta safely. And so then... So, the second thing, when I went tubing, I liked the actual boat ride, but I didn't like when we were on the raft.
What happened on the raft?
I didn't fall off, but I was in the middle because, and God protected me, and I was really scared, but... I didn't fall off, and I actually went with Chris and Abigail. And so my third thing is when Pastor Kathy, she baptized me in the Holy Spirit. And then one of the junior counselors just walked up to me and said, "Is there anything you need to pray for?" And I said, I just started to cry. I was sad because my dad was away, but I still get to see him. But, and so then I was crying because I got baptized in the Holy Spirit from Pastor Kathy, and then we were, it, it was was raining, so we couldn't go to bonfire. So we had to do it inside instead. And we were singing, I don't know why we just sang two songs, but we just sang two songs. And everybody was, like, crying, except for Sam.
So did you have fun at camp?
Yeah.
Awesome. Woo!
Oh, come on. Oh, both of you come up then. Come on up. Come on.
All right.
Oh, that was your testimony together. Oh, okay. All right. All of our brave children.
So from, I'll just pick up then. This was also Emily's testimony as well as they walk up here. Camp was phenomenal. Because God moved every situation that we encountered, everyone was one accord. And because of that, it made everybody grow. So we had a bus experience, and God's hand was all over it. Once we got the kids over to camp, they were having such a great time. We had, it seemed like the devil just wanted to take us out one at a time. And these kids got to experience life all in 4 days. It was phenomenal. Because it stretched them, it grew them. I watched them pray for kids that were scared. I watched them encourage those. Lena definitely might have had her moments, but she also had her moments of encouragement for those that were really scared and crying and keeping them up, and it was phenomenal. We had a little girl who had an incident with her foot, and another child who was believing for healing for her. We had to leave the cabin so the nurses could take care of this little girl. And as we were walking, I hear Lena, and I also heard Eliana. She was encouraging everyone that was crying. Scary for these little kids. But they said, we just got filled by the Holy Spirit. What are you crying for? And I thought, amen. What are you crying for? And I think everybody can take that lesson out of life. It was really a phenomenal experience.
So my experience at camp, so we got to East Coast Believers. We all loaded up in the bus, and we just prayed a blessing over us. So we're on our way to camp, and as you heard, the tires blew out, you know, 30 minutes from camp. And, you know, I heard the tires blew out, and, I mean, the bus driver just drove that bus like nothing happened to the side of the road. I mean, you got to think this is a double-decker bus with 81 kids, 81 people on it. Both tires blow up. And I'm sitting there thinking, you know, the kids are obviously, what just happened? And I'm like, I knew the tires blew up. We go out there. There was a couple, you know, there's a bunch of adults on the bus. We go out there and we look, and both tires blew up. And don't mind you, it's very hot outside. And we have 81 kids. And in a matter of like 2 minutes, and of course, you know, the bus had to shut off because the driver said it has to shut off because the fumes and stuff, they didn't want to get in the bus. So. We had no air conditioning. So I'm like, Lord, what do we do with 81 people on this bus? So, you know, thankfully it happened 30 minutes from camp. Of course, we had a caravan behind us. Ashley was behind us. We had waters and, you know, in the truck and coolers. And that arrived. And the kids drank through all that. You know, don't mind you, we're on the side of the road for about 2.5-3 hours. It was hot. Then we had some lady on the, and she was a nurse, just arrived. Mm-hmm. She's helping the kids, you know, we're getting them outside on blankets, you know, off the road, very close to the bus, just, you know, cool them off, bring them back inside. Then she goes get more water out of the blue. She just leaves and brings back 4 cases of water. Mm-hmm. And then the camp, we were a part of Camp Sparta, you know, we contacted them, you know, Pastor Drew, because he was already there. We were like, hey, this is a situation. They start calling the churches up. Meanwhile, we're shuttling kids back to camp, you know, back and forth, getting off the bus. They call churches, and church buses arrive to pick these kids up. So, anyways, after all, we get to camp. We're there. The kids forget about the bus ride. They're having the time of their life. And it was just amazing to me that how the Holy Spirit and God just protected that bus and worked everything out for us. And of course at camp, you know, we had awesome worship. I mean, it was just incredible. Just to see the kids worship God, you know, it was very touching. And, you know, the outside time, the friendships that were made was absolutely amazing. And like she said, the kids just, it was incredible. So I, you know, was part of the boys' cabin. And that was an adventure itself. So we arrive in our cabin, you know, we got this pet frog in our toilet, and they named him Bob. And so he lived there for 2 days, and eventually we had to get him out because I think Bob had enough of the boys. And but, you know, Friday night was absolutely incredible to see the kids get filled with the Holy Spirit, praying over each other, you know, praying with kids, you know, from the different churches, I don't even know. But, I mean, obviously they built the friendship with them. And, you know, God during the whole week was really like just putting on my heart, you know, we really have to invest in our children. You know, our children are dealing with a lot of things adults deal with, fear, you know, hurting, you know, you name it, these kids are dealing with it. And this was our Friday night devotion. And these are questions that were asked. And I'm just going to read through them real quick and then I'll close. It said, what has Camp Sparta done for you this week? And these are the boys in my cabin from age first grade to fifth grade, so I won't say no names. They said, learn how to seek God, a lot more hope, more courage with friends, having fun with God, courage to speak in tongues, praising God, and having fun building relationships. And the second question was, what has God spoken to you about this week? Not listening to the devil, sharing with his friends, talking to God, courage, never listen to the devil. And another kid said, never listen to the devil. And the other one said, same thing. I mean, obviously the enemy was there, you know, they definitely wanted to piece our kids, but you know what? We serve a big God, you know, wasn't going to let that happen. And the last question, why is it important to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit? And it's the way, the truth, and the life helps us in time of need. It's our tour guide. Help when we have a problem. Help us be more smart. Relationships. And help us when the enemy is trying to speak to us. So to me, it was like, you know what? These kids deal with the same thing we deal with. You know, we have to, you know, invest into their life. And, you know, they battle the same things we battle. So that's what God really put on my heart. And it was an awesome trip.
All right. So I'm going to pass the mic down. Everybody just going to say their name. And then they can say something fun that they experienced at camp. All right. And then we'll let you get back to service.
I'm Aurora, I went tubing.
Emily, and I got carried in a golf cart.
Oh. Lena. Everything. Well, except for tubing, but.
Austin, dodgeball.
Joseph, kayaking.
Well, we're just going to transition real quick. But before we do that, if you were a Camp Sparta worker, can you stand to your feet? We want to honor you. Yay, yay, yay. Thank you so much, World Changers. Woo! World Changers, thank you so much. All right, I believe they're going to go back to class. But before Pastor John's ready, he's ready to get up here, I just want to share real quick, whether you're a parent in here, if you're a grandparent, if you're an adult that is looking to get married one day, we know that's going to happen in Jesus' name. I just want to share from my heart for just a moment. You know what? What Pete said about our children. In Psalms, it says that our children are a gift from God. And I think today, with so much medication and behavioral issues and, you know, you're going to act like this, you're not going to do this, that their little hearts almost become shut down. I'm just going to survive.
And that is not the heart of God. Because in Psalms it says that our children are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. And parents, grandparents, you are the warriors. You're the one that is pointing them in the direction that they're to go. And I can't tell you, being there Friday night, and as Pete and Ashley said, you know, seeing kids get filled with the Spirit, that is invaluable. That is priceless. Imagine you at age 6, 7, 8, knowing how to hear the voice of God, knowing that you're never alone. Knowing that he walks with you and he talks with you. I want to encourage you. You're like, well, we just took like 15, 20 minutes out of the service. What about me this morning? Let's learn from our children. In prayer, we are constantly praying. Our children are world changers. They will change the world. You know, we look at movements and we want the whole group of people to... So let's get together and let's work on this movement. But do you know our history has shown us that movements have started with one person? Rosa Parks, she was one person. She made the decision. It wasn't a movement. The Wright brothers, they were at a dinner and they were told that, you know, everything that has been... Pastor John's moving his notes. I'm sorry. Everything that has been invented, everything that has been invented... Can't be, there's no more inventions. But those two Wright brothers said, if a bird can fly, we can fly. And it was like, I think 7 or 8 times that they tried to fly and that plane crashed. And they were told, you can't do this. But I think, I don't remember what it is, but I think a plane finally flew for like 11 or 12 seconds. And that changed the trajectory of our nation. But I just want to encourage you as parents and grandparents and young adults, speak life over your children. They hear enough death. I know my kids growing up, I would say to them, don't forget to talk to Jesus tonight. Don't forget to listen to what Jesus has to say to you. And I'd ask them questions in the morning. What did God tell you that you're going to do today to change the world? We've got to invest and instill in our children that they are world changers, that they can start a movement. You know, think about Josiah in the Bible. He was 9 years old and appointed as a king. Could you imagine the pressure? I can't even imagine at my age that type of pressure. But if you read what he did, he turned the hearts of his entire nation to a living God. That was a 9-year-old. So we cannot just live a life of just getting by with our children. We're just going to survive. Let's just get dinner on the table. Let's turn on a TV show. Let's just make it and survive till the next day. Or to the next paycheck. We have a responsibility, church. And we have a responsibility as parents. We have a responsibility as grandparents. We have a responsibility as the house of God to watch our children fulfill their destinies. Amen? So I'm going to give this over to Pastor John. I'm sorry. Children are near and dear to my heart.
Well, honestly, just springboarding off of that this morning, cannot tell you enough. If you real quick, Matthew 18, verse 3, it simply says, you know, that we have to be, we have to come to Christ as like a little child. You know, Jesus was very emphatic when it comes to the importance of children. We have to be like one to get into heaven. You know, also in Matthew 28, verses 29 and 30, he said, come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you what? Will give you rest. He goes on to say, just as a child does with a parent. See, that is so invaluable. It's so important. But see, the devil desires to jack up our homes, that we miss that in Scripture because we're like, well, you know, I didn't get rest from my parents. You know, there was chaos with my parents. I don't even know what was going on with my parents. My mom was MIA or this or that and everything else. And then we begin to, because of our experiences as growing up, we allow excuses to rise up within our hearts about the importance of our children. We allow excuses to rise up, to rise up. So just as just like a child does with a parent, we have that rest, a child. I remember Pastor Tom used to say, when I was a young adult, and he'd say, when you tell your child, after church you're going to go and get an ice cream cone, they're not sitting there all throughout the service all morning thinking, I hope that we have the money for it. How's it going to happen? How are we going to get there? They're not thinking about it. All they're thinking about is, I'm going to give me some ice cream. And all they're doing is ready and counting down the moments. But I was to elaborate what Pastor Cal was talking about, there was, we talked to so many different children on Thursday night, but I was talking to in the cafeteria, and I was just sitting down and just talking to them, and they were saying that, how you doing, you having a good time, and they were just like, yeah, doing great, and I'm like, okay, well, you look kind of like tired, and they're like, yeah, I'm tired, it's an 8-year-old, I'm just stressed, I got a long day tomorrow, and I'm like, I got so many things going on. I'm like, this is an 8-year-old. Stressed and has in their perception of, I have a long day tomorrow. And it's like, I'm like, my goodness. And I'm like, but that is what the pressure and the things that they are feeling as children. It's real. And so that's our job. It's parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, godparents, wherever you fall in there, as a spiritual influence in a child's life, to be praying and speaking life, praying and speaking important things, praying things. Luke 17, verses 1 through 3, Jesus emphatically said, that if you treat kids badly, his exact words were, he said unto his disciples, things that cause people to stumble are bound to come, but woe to anyone through whom they come. It would be better for them to be thrown into the sea with a millstone tied around their neck than to cause one of these little ones to stumble. Watch yourselves. That's Jesus talking about the importance of children. Back in Jesus' day, the teachers, the rabbis, they didn't allow the children to come to them. They weren't important enough as the adults, but Jesus allowed the children. He went against the grain. He allowed them to come to him. So important. That's why, Pastor Kathy and I's, heart and passion. The scripture rose up in my heart this week that I just want to share with you, and then we will close, is Matthew 22, verse 29. And this is really basically, why we desire to be involved, our children's ministry, World Changers, Decision Youth Group, and also Family Worship Center, because Camp Decision is an outreach of Family Worship Center. The scripture bodes well. It carries weight with me. This is a Jesus. Now, this is Jesus talking. Jesus replied, your mistake is that you don't know the scriptures and you don't know the power of God. The importance of the word and the importance of the power. The word of God, knowing and spending time in the Bible. That's what the word of God is, spending time understanding and learning God's attributes, characteristics, what he loves, what he's passionate about. See, we as adults, we as moms, dads, aunts, uncles, grandparents, wherever you fall in that, spiritual parents. See, this is where we impart into the children that we're influencing. But again, whatever you're feeding, and I know I've said this before recently, whatever you're feeding in your heart, if you're feeding more of your flesh than your spirit, then what we're influencing is more of the world into our children than the things of the Lord. And that's vital. It's important. Understanding the scriptures, understanding how do you come to that point where you understand it's by taking time. You have to see the investment. You say, "Oh, I don't have any kids. I don't have any children in my life." Well, guess what? You attend Family Worship Center, so you see children, you see youth, you see them all the time. A little God bless you, that little man, you know, speaking life. Hey, what's up, world changer? What's up, destiny maker, history maker? You know, speaking that life. But see, can I just encourage you? If that means that we come to church and it's not about us. It's not about like, oh, I like the third song better than the first song. It's not about, oh, I liked what he preached today. I like what she said today. I like her as a better preacher than him. Oh, I like that. I like this. I like that. And it's not about us. And when we get to the point where we understand that church is not, that there came a point in my life. There came a point in my walk with God here at Family Worship Center where I was a DYG, I was a Decision Youth Group member, and then I graduated. Miss Nancy recruited me because she was a music minister. She recruited me to be to sing in the music ministry, and I was singing on the worship team, and Pastor Ray recruited me to be involved in the youth, and I was involved. And there came a time in my walk with God it's almost like because of serving, being a part, I didn't even realize the switch, but I began to come to church. It stopped being about me. It stopped being about what I needed, what I was supposed to get, me being fed. Because I've said it to teenagers for over 30 years, really, church is supposed to be an overflow of what we're getting in our own prayer closet. Not supposed to be the main course. It's where we are supposed to come in and have a platform to be developed, platform to grow in leadership, a platform to have someone look and say, "You got this. You got this. I believe in you. You're going to be able to do all things through Christ who strengthens you." You're going to pick up that microphone, Ashley, and you're going to talk. You're going to talk in front of the whole church. You know, Jeanette, you can lead that small group. You can do that. You can be the woman of God. You can step into that and begin to see those individuals step up and be that leader. Start walking out what God's called them to do instead of just sitting there on a Sunday morning thinking, "Well, what's for lunch?" There came a point in my life where something switched that I started coming to church. And it was not about me anymore. It was, well, how can I be a blessing to somebody else? How can I encourage? Because, you know, I get it. I understand. People are going through challenges. That's life. And so there is that time where church does, it's like sometimes it's like a spiritual ER for some Christians. You know, not just the unbeliever. Because, see, that's ultimately the goal, is to make a difference in unbelievers' lives. You know, churchy is the loss. But an unbeliever's life, that's ultimately our goal. But we have to stop being consumed with churches about me. Come to church and it should be about them. And that's what, honestly, knowing the scripture, just the power of God. And they talked about it, being baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's where my power comes from. It's how I understand things. Being filled with the Spirit. I speak in tongues. I say, "Well, some pastors don't like to talk about that on Sunday morning." You know what? Good for them. I'm not one of them. And so, you know, it's like, you know, we're a church baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking in tongues, power of God, Holy Ghost and fire. Praise the Lord. That is a vital part of a child of God's life. You know, I, you cannot convince me otherwise because of the impact that the Holy Spirit has made on my life. He has caused me in meetings to not make this decision going in, but pulling back and no, you need to do this. Or just in parenting or in our marriage, you know, where, you know, just the conviction of the Holy Spirit. If I had harsh words with Kathy and then all of a sudden the Holy Ghost convicts me, you know, that's not available if I am not filled up. It's kind of like this, and I got to wrap it up, I know, is this, you know, why in the world would we not want to take advantage of the gift that Jesus said he had to leave for us to get? He had to leave this earth for us to get. And so he did that. That's how important the Holy Spirit is. In the Old Testament, it was worded in the New King James Version that the Spirit of God would come upon people outrunning the king's chariot. You know, Samson and the jawbone of a donkey and all these, you know, you think about it. Spirit of God came upon people. The Spirit of God never lived inside of anyone in the Old Testament. Not until Jesus ascended, was resurrected and ascended. Then, now, all those individuals in the Old Testament would have loved the opportunity to have the Spirit of God living on the inside of them versus in an ark, versus in the Holy of Holies. And we have that opportunity. And those children, all of them, they said all 20 of them, if they weren't filled before, they were then. And if they were filled, they got refilled. Some of you know there's one initial filling, but there's several refillings. If you don't understand that, you probably don't own a car because, you know, you don't fill it up once and then it drives forever. You know, it don't happen that way. It would be nice. Save me some money, praise the Lord. You know, but it's not like that. This morning, I believe that there's a lot of people that are on E spiritually. You're on E. You just need to be filled up. Maybe somebody's in this and like, hey, I've been riding a bike, but I'm ready to upgrade. I'm upgrading to a car. You know, I want to get filled up. I need to fill my tank up. I hear what you're saying. I want this power because Jesus right there. Your mistake, that is really pretty strong. Our mistake is that we don't know the scriptures and we don't know the power of God. It's important. We need to understand. Truthfully, without the Holy Spirit, all we're doing when we read this without the Holy Spirit in our lives becomes opinion versus with the Spirit of God becomes illumination and revelation. And so, listen, we got to wrap it up. It's 10:15. I want to release you guys. I believe that you guys were blessed by the children. We thank Miss Rachel, you know, for being the children's minister she is, and we appreciate Ashley and Pete stepping up saying, hey, we're going to bring world changers to Camp Decision. You know, it's a team. We have an amazing team, dream team here at Family Worship Center. It's not about position. It's about ministering life. It's about ministering God. It's about ministering to these children. And so, we appreciate it.